الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن طلقها فلا تحل له من بعد حتى تنكح زوجا غيره. فإن طلقها فلا جناح عليهما أن يتراجعا إن ظنا أن يقيما حدود الله، وتلك حدود الله يبينها لقوم يعلمون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that at-talaqu marratan, that the masala of talaq is being discussed, and a man has got a choice to give talaq to his wife up to two talaqs. That one is sufficient and work is done by one. And sunnat way, when all avenues have been exhausted and a person feels he has to give talaq after all efforts were made to reconcile the marriage, then one talaq is enough when she is in a cleanliness, she is not in her monthlies, and just one talaq-e-raji is sufficient. And that does all the job. So there is no necessity of giving a second and third talaq. And to give three talaqs at one time, they fall and they have the effect, but it is bid'at, it is a guna to give three talaqs. It's under talaq itself is the most hated permissible thing in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. It makes the arsh of Allah Ta'ala shake. But that also, it will be done in the wrong way if a person gives three talaqs at one time. So one talaq is given is sufficient. A person gives two talaqs, then he has still the opportunity of reconciling with his wife without her having to marry anyone else. That is, after two talaqs have fallen, he can make nikah. If the iddat period has passed or he gave talaq a bain, then he can make nikah and take her back in her in his nikah. But فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا, after the two talaqs, if he gives now the third one also, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدَ. پھر اگر اس عورت کو طلاق دی, یعنی تیسری بار, تو اب حلال نہیں اس کو وہ عورت اس کی زوجیت میں لے آنا. Now it is not permissible after the third talaq that he lives with that wife as a wife. He can't marry her again. There is no way that she can be halal for him. He has given the three talaqs. Yeah, at this point, one important matter to understand, and yeah, from this ayat, a great contentious issue is discussed between the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Salafis, the Ahl Hadith. The Ahl Hadith Salafis regard three talaqs as one talaq. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'at, who we are, we say three talaqs are three talaqs. So it is like a person, there are two very important points, very easy to understand with examples. The one is, if a person shoots his wife one time, she is dead. There is no necessity of putting a second and a third bullet. She is finished dead. And now when she is dead, if you shoot the second and the third bullet also, so to say, she is now deader and deadest now. Now you can't revive her. She's completely dead. And now you go to a doctor and you tell the doctor, write out a birth certificate for her, that she's born and now she's living. You shot her three shots, so what must the doctor do? He was going to write out a death certificate. The same way, a person gives three talaq, and then he wants to reconcile, and he wants to take his wife back. She also wants to come back. And when they ask the masala of a mufti, of a alim, then they say talaq is done. Three talaqs you gave, you cannot reconcile. Then they blame the mufti that they are not allowing the house to be made. Husband and wife want to live together, and now the mufti is stopping it. So you gave three talaqs, now must he write out a nikah certificate. You gave the divorces, and also very important to understand, no maulana and no mufti gives the talaq for anyone else's wife. You give the talaq, they only give the ruling. If you go and report a child birth and correctly, they will give you a birth certificate. They didn't make that child. It's your child. They're only giving you a birth certificate. And if you have killed somebody and the doctor comes and he pronounces death, And he writes out that certificate. He didn't kill the person. You killed the person. You shot the person. So talaq, the people give talaq, and then they blame the muftis that they are breaking up the homes. They're not allowing the home to be made. They don't give any, or they don't give talaq. They only issue the order of Allah Ta'ala, what the order is. So once a person has given a third talaq, then he cannot keep that wife in his nikah now. Until hatta tankiha zawjan ghayra. Yahan tak ke nikah na kare kisi khawin se uske siwa. Until she, now she marries another husband. Another man, she marries him, and after that, that man passes away, or he gives her talaq. And then now it is permissible that he can remarry her again, and a complete new nikah rules start again. Now again he's got option of giving up to three talaq. Now it is a complete new, like the first time he married her, he could give her up to three talaq. So now again, when the husband has passed away, or he gives her talaq, she passes her iddah, then if they want to, then the first husband and wife can make up again. So Allah says, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فِرْ أَغَرْ طَلَاقْ دَيْدِي دُسْرِ خَامِنْ. Now if the second husband who she married, that husband gives her talaq, or he passes away, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يَتَرَاجِعَا. تو کچھ گناہ نہیں ان دونوں پر کہ پھر باہم مل جاوے. Then there is no guna on the previous husband. The second husband has given her talaq, or he has passed away. Now after passing her iddat, there is no guna that she can get married again to her first husband. But one condition, in dhanna ay yuqima hudud Allah. Agar khayal kare ke qaim rakhenge Allah ka hukam. If they have, they seem to understand, and they have good grounds that now they will maintain the laws of Allah. They won't abuse one another. They won't go against and break the laws of Allah and commit gunas by not fulfilling one another's rights. But they feel, now we have learnt our lesson and it is just right for us, for our children's sake, for society and our family, for everything, that we should make up our home again and that we'll be able to fulfill one another's rights. That is very important, that they live now a life of Jannah and not a life of Jahannam, not a life of hell. When they have that in their mind, then that is permissible. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. اور یہ حدیں باندھی ہوئے اللہ کے بیان فرمانے سے ان کے واسطے جو جاننے والوں کے. And these are the limits which Allah Ta'ala has said, and Allah openly explains them and explains what they are for those people who know, who want to know and how to live a correct life between husband and wife and make that nikah a source of Jannah, a source of great ibadah. We have been blessed with that beautiful deen of Islam, that all our human things that we do, eating, sleeping, even going to the toilet, even our nikah and a wonderful marriage relationship, all this can very easy, just by more quicker than the click of a button, then more quicker than anything, we can make this great ibadat, by which we attain high, high levels in Jannah. Our eating, our sleeping, even going to toilet, our nikah, our spending time with our wife, making love with the wife, having relations with the wife, all this can be very easily turned into great ibadat, which in turn in this dunya also is a source of sukoon for a husband and wife. For the children, they live in a wonderful environment. And for akhirat, they will acquire the pleasure of Allah, the high stages of Jannah. So we just have to do it. So Allah says, He has explained it to us. يُبَيِّنُهَا. Allah has explained this clearly for us. لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. For those people who have knowledge and understanding. So we should acquire the proper knowledge of deen and make this marriage of ours not only work, but make this marriage a source of great joy and pleasure. that husband and wife, children, they also live happily with one another. And then for the akhirat, this becomes a source of a very big ibadah and earning the great pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The same way, and this is what is called islah, that a person makes a little bit of his islah and he sleeps for 6-8 hours. And all that 6-8 hours, every moment he turns it into a great ibadah. It isn't then that we are sleeping, we are not losing, we are not gaining. But he will make it fully that he gains. Even if he goes to toilet, he enters, he reads the dua before he enters. He enters with the left leg. He comes out with the right leg first. He reads the dua again. That going to toilet has become a great ibadat for him. It is a necessity and nobody has got a choice of it. He has to go to toilet. We can't ask anyone else to go on our behalf. That I'm very busy or I don't feel like going to the dirty place like the toilet, you go on my behalf. Everyone has to go. Or that I'm very much busy in my ibadat. That going to toilet also becomes an ibadat when we do it according to the sunnah and a very great ibadat. In these times which we are living in, to practice, to make a sunnah alive, which the ulama have said, to practice on that sunnah, then a person gets the reward of 100 shaheed. So even for going to the toilet, how many hundreds of shaheed sawab we can get? And if we do it in the correct way, it is a source of our good health also. So everything in our deen, nikah, is also a great ibadah. But unfortunately, from the beginning, we don't regard it as an ibadah. We just feel that now, I'm a grown-up man, and I need to get married now. It isn't that. We should look at it as an ibadah from Allah Ta'ala. And do it as an ibadah. And then live that nikah also, not for my sake, not what I want, not what I say must go, what Allah wants, what Allah says. And we do, and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not that I want in my marriage and in my home, it must be this way or that way. No, everything must be according to the sunnah way. Then we will see the goodness if we understand that it is an ibadah. So Allah has blessed us with this great, great ni'mat. We should appreciate them and we should live accordingly and enjoy the ni'mat of Allah. A person lives his married life, or if he gets married round about 20, 25, till 55, 60, 70, about 30, 40 years, he can have a great enjoyment. If we just make effort and bring deen into our lives, this 30, 40 years can be of great enjoyment. And otherwise, if we don't, and it is not just a matter of knowledge. Knowledge is never the only thing. It is amal on that knowledge. If we make amal on that, we will have pleasure. Otherwise, we'll make life hell for us and for all around us. For our wives, for our children, for our families, neighbors, friends, for everyone, life becomes hell if we don't bring deen into our lives. So Allah give us all tawfiq to bring deen into our lives and enjoy all these great ni'mat in this world and enjoy them in the qabr and enjoy them in akhirat forever as well.